He had always feared the relentless passing of time, a silent thief, leaving only the echo of unfulfilled dreams. But on this night, as the clock ticked on, something in the air shifted, breaking the quiet despair. From the shadows of the dimly lit room, a presence appeared. A soft glow filled the space, bending time itself to reveal a figure, Ejiwood, the guardian angel. His form shimmered like the first light of dawn meeting the night. With a gentle touch on the rider's shoulder, a surge of radiant energy coursed through him, as if the universe had sighed, granting him a glimpse of its boundless potential. The room seemed to hold its breath as power crackled in the air. The rider's spine straightened, his face ignited with excitement. His fingers, once trembling, now danced across the keyboard with newfound urgency. Words poured onto the screen, flooding his mind with wild abandon. But as he typed, the words did not stay confined to the screen. They leapt into the room, swirling and taking form, characters from his imagination breathing life before him, actors performing dramatic scenes with raw emotion. The room dissolved into an endless stage, stretching beyond time and space. At the center of this living drama, the writer could no longer tell where reality ended and the story began. And so it began. The moment imagination and reality collided, when the writer became the vessel for something greater than himself, his world had come alive, and there was no turning back.